I do appreciate this greatly. Huh? I appreciate this greatly.
All right, you're welcome. I had no idea that my schedule would change. So I don't. Go ahead.
Did you actively seek becoming a player rep with the Cardinals?
Actively seek it?
Did you want the job? Or were you?
No. Did I want the job? Yeah, because I took it. I mean, I felt I was responsible. Responsibility, if guys wanted me to be their spokesman, then I was willing to do it. But it was a tough job, a thankless job, especially in the early days of the Players Association.
Right. What were your first impressions of Marvin Miller?
Well,
66.
I went to a meeting. My first meeting was at the McAllister Hotel. And it was to vote on who would replace Judge Cannon because he was voted in by a landslide. In retrospect, that would have been the worst thing that could happen, not because of Judge Cannon, but because you would be missing a chance to get Marvin Miller. My first impressions were about the same as my last impressions, very, very lasting impressions about Marvin Miller. You can't help but be impressed by his intelligence, his skill as a negotiator. Of course, we were a neophyte organization in those days, and it was easy to understand how, the major league meetings, I mean, we were, the winter meetings consisted of going with the general manager as the player representative. And for the most part, they'd give you a little increase in meal money, and that was about it. And they kind of held a pension plan over your head. So Marvin Miller corrected all that in very efficient fashion.
In the winter of '68, the holdout boycott.
Right. 69.
Right, the winter of '68, '69.
Yeah,
what was your role during that winter, contacting other players?
Along with the other player reps. And I was the assistant National League player representative at the time. So it was contacting the other player reps. We met at the Biltmore Hotel where the thing was finally set.
What do you remember about that meeting?
I don't have any particular memories about that meeting.
Did being a player rep cause friction with your management?
Well, I didn't think so at the time, but was I traded because I was a player representative? I don't know how to answer that. Is it a possibility? Absolutely. Were there other player representatives that were traded because of their influence with the players and the way they supported their organization? I don't think there's any question about it.
All right. Joe Torre is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he wound up with the Cards.
Yep, that's right. His relationship with Paul Richards. So.
What do you think would have happened if, say, Chubb Feeney or one of the old guard had been made commissioner instead of Kuhn, and the owners had hardlined you all the way in '69? Would the boycott have lasted?
I think the thing would have been solved. That was the first time, and the owners were just trying to spank us on the back of the hand. That's all. I don't think there's any question that they would have. I think it would have turned out the same way. All they wanted was a little spank of the hands. They didn't want anything serious. They weren't ready for that.
And the union wasn't ready for it at that time.
No,
really, they
uh-uh.
weren't ready to.
Mm-hmm.
You think players would have started reporting and enough?
No. There was strength from the get-go, and that's what Miller had preached. He had preached unity, and that's what he got.
I interviewed him. He is a remarkable man.
He sure is. He sure is.
Kurt Flood talks about Gussie Bush's tirade to the Cardinals at the end of spring training in '69.
Uh-huh.
And he says it hurt the morale of the team. Do you agree with that?
I don't think it hurt the morale of the team. I thought it was unnecessary, and I thought it was treating us like children. And we were grown men trying to organize ourselves as labor. And I don't think it had a long-lasting effect. No, I did not. But I don't think it helped matters there in spring training. But I remember that meeting very well.
Yeah. When you were traded to the Phillies, did you, was there a part of you that reacted the same way Kurt Flood did?
No. No, I had no intention of being a free agent or anything like that, or testing the system. I accepted it because I wanted to continue playing along those lines.
Were you surprised when he challenged it?
Yes, I was. I was surprised to the extent that he took it. I thought it would be I thought that initially he would say that he wanted to challenge it, but the way he carried through with it, with the help of the Players Association, with Arthur Goldberg, who represented him in the Supreme Court, and the way it was handled, I admired Kurt for that. He's a very principled individual, and I think that proved it. Yeah. He went a long way to prove his principle.
He sure did, yeah. His book is pretty remarkable, too. It's a document
of the way it was.
Principles, yeah. Isn't, was, and is. Let's see. Who are some of the other player reps that stand out in your mind? What goes into making a good player rep? Or did then?
Jim Bunning, Robin Roberts, Mark Belanger. I don't know what, intelligence, obviously, dedication, responsibility. I think those are three of the things that went into it, because it was a thankless job. I mean, it got to the point when I was with the Cardinals where guys were coming up 10 minutes before game time and worried about medical sheets, their medical forms that they had to fill out. I said, look, we got to take care of this before that. I mean, I'm playing a game tonight. And it's a thankless job, and guys expected you to kind of take care of them. I always thought the job should be a paid job. Always thought that guys should be paid, and in that way they would be very responsible, more responsible than they were. There were a dedicated group of people back in those days who did it without compensation.
Aside from bringing Marvin Miller in, what would you say were the key changes made in those first two or three years?
Well, bringing him in started everything. I don't even think people were aware of how many changes needed. I mean, in the standard baseball player's contract, train travel was still in the contract in 1967 as first-class transportation. Train travel, that's a fact. So, and that's a remarkable thing, and it stayed that way for 22 years. They hadn't changed it since 1945.
Almost like the minimum salary.
Right, $6,000 or $7,000, something like that. So he got things moving on a quicker pace and a very intelligent pace, to where by the time it came where a strike was called for a free agency, well, then it was approached from an intelligent group. Right.
Do you think that the unity in 69 through the boycott was really the foundation?
I think the unity in 72 was more important. I think 69 was maybe a small stepping stone, but the big stepping stone was 72. That was over $600,000, if you can believe it. But there again, I think the owners wanted to spank our hands a bit. But some determined guys, and I think that more than anything was the thing that set the...
Miller told me that he thought that the experience from 69 was in the back of people's minds.
That's true.
Guys would stick together.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Marvin had honestly told us to, put our, not put our tails between our legs and run in 72, but he said there just comes a time in negotiations where you have to duck out. And he argued vehemently against us going on strike. But he also realized that we were the guy, and it's been discussed since then, was that a ploy just to get us to, just to get us more riled up. I got time for one more.
Okay, one more.
I wish I had more time, Gabe.
I understand. You think Miller was unfair to criticize you in his book for not mentioning the Players Association in your book?
No, I didn't think that was unfair. I didn't think that was a criticism. I mean, I just happened to overlook it. That's all. I mean, Players Association was very important to me while I was a player, and I felt very, instrumental in the early going. The very fact that I didn't talk about it, it didn't mean anything that I was held, alienated from it or anything like that, or that I managed. I'm neither nor, but I have the greatest amount of respect for him, and into those early days, and you know, we achieved a great deal.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right,
Gabe.
My pleasure. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.